During the mid-20th century, an intertribal style of song and dance based loosely on Northern Plains traditions developed among people of all Indian nations. Many tribes, particularly those on the East Coast, had lost cultural elements, including language, religion, song, and dance during generations of assimilation and persecution. With time, First Nation performers from Plains tribes that traveled with Wild West shows and circuses during the early years of the 20th century passed on songs and dances to those native peoples they encountered. From these humble beginnings, very old traditions have, with modernity, been reconstructed with music and dance, mindful of long-standing practices. First Nation music is not specifically driven by rhythm. It is negotiated by the song rendered, the setting, and proper melodies assigned to different spirits, influenced by varied regional styles among Native American nations and protocols assigned to each gathering. Instruments employed in First Nation music are variations similar to those used by other cultures around the globe. Similarly, the way they are applied to song, dance, and storytelling makes them culturally unique. Skin, frame, log and water drums, rattles and gourds, used, for example, by spirit leaders, healers, and shamans, provide the percussive underpinning, while so-called courting flutes, whistles, fiddles, clappers, and end-blown whistles provide important textures to the soundscape invested with environmental elements like rain, water, and wind. Among the oldest continuously operating tribal gatherings is the Crow Fair, which began in 1918. The contemporary and more familiar powwow tradition began near the end of World War I, although tribal and intertribal gatherings have been ongoing for many centuries. Intertribal powwows serve as a contemporary gathering place for all Native peoples to celebrate their identity, discuss important issues, and to promote Native culture featured with social and competitive dancing like the Grand Entry, Flag Song, Intertribal, Hoop Dance, Men's Fancy Dance, and the Women's Fancy Shawl Dance, which includes specialty dances unique to a particular tribal tradition. Some of these last well into the night. Over time, Native American tribes have developed a shared musical culture, prominently experienced on local, national, and international stages, where traditional sounds such as powwow and Native American flute songs are increasingly being fused with other forms, including jazz, hip-hop, rock, and even social media. Along with a number of Wisconsin-centered spring events, the Gallup Intertribal Ceremonial in New Mexico, the Nanticoke Powwow in Delaware, and the United Tribes Powwow in North Dakota represent a small tribute to the hundreds of edifying powwows that are educational, welcoming, and open to the public year-round all across North America. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.